מסכת אבות, פרק ג', משנה א', משנה says, עקביה בן מהללאל אומר, עקביה בן מהללאל said, הסתכל בשלושה דברים ואי אתה בא לידי עבירה. Focus on three different things and you'll ensure that you won't sin. דע מאין באת, know where you came from, ולאתן אתה הולך, know where you're going, ולפני מי אתה עתיד ליתן את הדין, and know in front of who you're in the end of days going to give judgment and accounting to. And I'll go through each one of these three. Me'ayin bata, where'd you come from? Me'tipa siruha, you came from a small drop, referring to a man's seed. If you remember that little drop that you came from, how could you feel ga'ava? How could you feel that you're a person who's so powerful? You came from nothing. You came from a tiny little drop, and that's where you, that's your source. Secondly, ula atan atahalech. Where are you going? Limkom afar rima v'tola'ah. You're going to a place of dirt, maggots, and worms. And when a person at 120 passes away, he's going to be buried in the ground, and maggots and worms are going to eat his body. He's in the end of days, worm food. So a person who realizes that is not going to spend too much time caring about his physicality. He knows that all the physical pleasures in the world and all the wealth that he could build in this world are in the end of the day worthless to him. The real focus in life should be building his mitzvot, building his Torah knowledge, which will bring him to Olam Haba. The physical enjoyments and pleasures and money that he has in this world don't really bring him to the next world. And then lastly, v'lifnei mi ata atid l'ten et hadin v'hashbon, who are you giving judgment and accounting to in the end of days? L'ifnei melech malchei hamalachim hakadosh baruch hu, in front of the king of kings, who is obviously hakadosh baruch hu. And that's the biggest realization that a person has to have. Worse than any punishment in this world is a feeling of shame that a person will have in the end of days, when he stands in front of Hashem, knowing that he made certain avirot. Even if a person did certain things against the law in this world, where he has to stand in front of a king, he feels ashamed that that crime is getting out there. Now, how much more so when that is Hashem, when he's standing in front of Hashem, and all of the avirot that he's made are going to be revealed, and he has to confess everything in front of Hashem. And that'll cause him to stay away from avirah and not to get caught up in bad habits.